Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
शैतान का साला, ओनली आई एम गोना कॉल दिस वायरस. व्हेन इज दिस गोइंग टू एंड? व्हेन इज दिस गोना बी एलिमिनेटेड, इरेडिकेटेड, जस्ट आउट ऑफ आवर सिस्टम्स, आउट ऑफ डिस्कशंस, आउट ऑफ आवर माइंड, आउट ऑफ द एयर? या बट दिस ओमिक्रॉन, इट इज अ न्यू वेरिएंट ऑफ कंसर्न डेजिग्नेटेड बाय वर्ल्ड हेल्थ ऑर्गेनाइजेशन अ फ्यू डेज बैक. ओह माय गॉड, इट्स बीन आइडेंटिफाइड बाय रिसर्चर्स इन साउथ अफ्रीका. नॉट मच इज नोन अबाउट इट स्टिल, बट प्रिकॉशंस आर बीइंग टेकन. And there are new guidelines for international travels in India and outside of India, which come into effect on the 1st of December. Yeah, so basically, if you're planning to travel outside the country anytime after the 1st of December, you want to relook at the revised guidelines for international travels out of India and into India. For example, the US, Canada, Russia, Australia, Philippines have joined the European Union in restricting travel for visitors coming in from the affected regions. Naam hai Omicron. This is the new variant. It's brought on a fresh surge of infections, which is why Saudi Arabia has suspended flights from South Africa, where, you know, it was earlier identified. I have got a WhatsApp message from Gargi. Firstly, Gargi, what a beautiful name, named after the ancient Indian philosopher. She has very specifically asked me, Disha, what are the new guidelines issued by the Indian government for international travel? Can you take me through it? In a nutshell, let me do that for you. Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi. This is Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Show ka naam Morning Number 1. So the Health Ministry has issued revised guidelines for international travel specifically in India, which will come into effect starting December 1st, in the next couple of days. So this guideline has made it mandatory to submit 14 days of travel details and uploading a negative RT-PCR test report. This is on the Air Suvidha portal. You have to do this before the journey. Number two, travelers from countries at risk, I just mentioned South Africa and a few from Africa, will need to take a COVID test after their arrival. Wait for the results at the airport. If tested negative, they'll follow home quarantine for 7 days. There will be a retest on the 8th day. And if it's negative again, further self-monitoring will be done for the next 7 days. Now, if you're traveling from countries that are not in the countries at risk list, you will be allowed to leave the airport and you need to self-monitor your health for 14 days. Apart from this, in Karnataka, the government has requested the center to impose a travel ban on passengers coming in from South Africa, Hong Kong, Botswana, all in this, you know, lieu of the new variant, Omicron, O-M-I-C-R-O-N. Has the center approved it as yet? No. When it does, I will keep you posted. This strain has appeared abroad, mainly in South Africa, African regions, Hong Kong, which is why these norms are being revised. So if you're traveling in or out of India from December 1st, please read up. And if South Africa was on the cards, I would say drop it ASAP. Playing you the next song from Bar Bar Dekho. Nahi dekhna bar bar is virus ko yaar. In China, don't forget, this all started in China. Bajate raho. Don't have to tell China that.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.